The Professional Disc Golf World Championships teed off in southwestern Pennsylvania Tuesday morning. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed tagged along with some of the best golfers in the world as they began vying for their share of a $70,000 purse.
Disc golf is a very quiet sport, especially at the professional level.
60, 65 feet. There's that little sexy flick that she uses. Get up close.
Crazy John Brooks, a disc golf legend in his own right, was holding a folded sheet of paper up to his mouth to muffle his whispered commentary, which was being streamed online.
I wouldn't say that that second shot was on target, but it was distance-wise was calculated. Just not quite finding her groove yet.
He was at the first round of women's open division play Tuesday morning at Moraine State Park, about an hour north of Pittsburgh. That flick of the wrist Brooks was talking about is one of the techniques honed by 2010 Pro World Champion Sarah Cunningham of Greenville, South Carolina, who's tied for the lead after the first round.
They told us last night that luck favors the brave, and that's proved true so far.
Golfers have to be brave in Moraine, where narrow fairways run through thick woods. Some baskets sit precariously close to dry creek beds, which are marked as out of bounds or OB.
You know, you can play smart and lay up and safe, but I went for it because I thought that was more fun and got a little lucky, got over the out of bounds and cleared the next out of bounds and got a birdie.
PDGA media manager Matt Gregoire says a typical disc golf course might be par 54 with 18 par 3 holes.
This is a 66, and we have several par 4s. There's two par 5s. I mean, these are monstrous holes. We're talking 800-900 feet.
In Cunningham's group was another top golfer, reigning world champion Katrina Allen. She wasn't interested in talking to the press between holes and instead was intensely focused on defending her title. The other golfers in the group included Lori Merriman.
And I'm from right here in Pittsburgh.
President of the Pittsburgh Flying Disc Society. And Malin Sturck.
From Sweden. I'm from Eskilstuna. That's close to Stockholm, our capital.
Over at Slippery Rock University, the men's B group was also underway. The course is a lot different from Moraine, wide open fairways and few trees, but the obstacles there are much bigger. Dallas Snow Ramirez managed to get one of his discs stuck in the gutter of a residence hall on campus.
So I'm probably going to take an 8 on a par 4 through OB 3 times. Then I decided I'm going to throw into the forest. And then I have to lay up. So that's what happened to me on this hole. Third hole of the tournament.
Snow Ramirez laughed at his luck. He wasn't taking himself too seriously.
A million and one shot.
The guys in the B group are the less experienced and less skilled half of the men's division. And Gregoire says women such as Cunningham and Allen would likely beat their score. He says unlike a lot of other sports, it's not speed or strength or size that sets the champions apart from the rest of the field.
It's about your form and how you pull the disc through, and it really comes down to practice and figuring out exactly how your discs fly.
Discs will continue to fly as the golfers rotate through Slippery Rock, Moraine, Deer Lakes Park, and Knob Hill Park. The competition continues through Saturday, when just 4 golfers in each division will battle it out for the title of 2015 Pro World Champion. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.